This is Late Night with Yvonne Smith. Radio. Hello, this is Yvonne Smith on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, we have no special guests. And last week, I got a lot of messages about people wanting to call in. I don't know how well this will work since we have no guests tonight. I thought that I would open this up and give people opportunity to call in. Our call-in number is 267-521-0167. Again, I'll give you a little chance to run and get a pencil and paper so you can write the numbers down if you wish to call in. There are lots of things going on. Of course, the Murphy bill is still up in the air. For those who are new to the show, Congressman Timothy Murphy, who is the chair of the Subcommittee of Energy and Commerce, has a bill called Helping Family Bill, but many in our community do not believe that it is of help at all. In fact, the Murphy bill was introduced last congressional term, and it did not get out of committee, and Timothy Murphy and a host of 30 or more co-sponsors have signed on to a new bill, which is not substantially any different than what it was previously. Again, the call-in number is 267-521-0167. Again, we have no guests tonight. We will be on for at least 30 minutes if you want to call in. Many people say they want to call in, but I usually get a lot of Twitter messages. My Twitter handle is YZ Smith, and Facebook would be Yvonne Z Smith. That's Yvonne Z Smith. Our call-in number is 267-521-0167. It seems as though I've noticed an atmosphere of kind of like silence over the last few weeks. I know that myself and many other people were confused by what appeared to be a backpedaling of some major organizations, but it may not be backpedaling, it may be just a strategy. Mental Health America has found a place in the Murphy bill. They are very much for having screening, and that's one of the provisions in the Murphy bill, is screening of young people for mental illness. Which there is really no test. There's no blood test, nothing. Very few people that I know actually get brain scans, but that is what one of the provisions in the bill. Another provision calls for funding of or a requirement that people have assisted outpatient treatment in order to get block grant money. That means if your state decides they do not want to, and there are probably about five or six states who don't do that, that they will not have assisted outpatient treatment. For those who don't know what that is, it's really not a treatment at all. It's just a judicial process wherein you go before an administrative judge, and they will say that you need to be in treatment, and usually if you are not compliant, they can go to the next level and put you in an institution. That's another one of the provisions there, and that's messing around with the block grant money. Bigger than that, the fact that you might be adjudicated that you would need assisted outpatient treatment it's not really, like I said, it's not a treatment at all, but she would be, there would be a public record that you are a mental health patient. And that you would have to prescribe to whatever is in the court order as far as your treatment is concerned. That could be as specific as where you go for a day treatment program, interfering with your ability to work or do other activities that are important to your social, your community integration. The court orders can be specific to what types of treatments, the number, frequency. I've seen sister outpatient orders here in the District of Columbia where even mandated the number of AA meetings that you would go to. So it's not far-fetched that these things would really step on people's rights, and you would, you may not have any recourse. The protection and advocacy that we usually look to the PAMI when we either need assistance with our rights, the Murphy bill totally does away with that. Totally does away with that. So I guess at that point in time, it would be the public defenders who would be more so involved in, and I'm not even sure if the public defenders would be involved. Again, if you wish to call in, it's 267-521-0167, and I will try to hold on for at least 30 minutes to see if anyone wants to call in. Next Sunday, Joseph Rogers will be on our show. Joseph Rogers is the Chief Advocacy Officer for the National Mental Health Clearinghouse, which I haven't got the full details, but I see on Facebook that of the technical centers that were up for renewal, that SAMHSA has decided to fund only three. That means that probably some center that has been providing services to the state's technical centers to peer organizations will not be funded this go-round. It's not quite clear who will be funded and who will not be funded, but it is that there will be, looks like there will be only three. Clearinghouse is one center that, another center was the National Empowerment Center, and then Peer Links out of Oregon. I can't remember what the other centers were, but if there's only going to be three, it's like a case of Samson doing musical chairs. As I understand it, I may not have the facts exactly correct because I'm getting it from other people, is that they said they could fund others, but they decided only to fund three. I believe the Star Center, which is under NAMI, is a support center. So I'm not quite sure if they're included as one of the three or not. Again, if you wish to call in, our number is 267-521-0167. And I want to remind people that Wednesday night, that Dr. Lauren Tenney will be on with her show. And at that time, on that show, let's see, that will be an electroshock show that she will have on. And let's see, who is the guest for that show? That show will be David Healy. That will be July 22nd at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern. That would be 6 o'clock Pacific time. And Lauren has asked David to clarify his, David Hill to clarify his stance on Lexshock. So you may want to mark your Outlook or other calendars about that. The other provision of the, there are other numerous provisions of the Murphy bill, and there is now another bill, the Matsui bill. Matsui is a congressperson from Sacramento, California, and this is a bill to ask for further clarification of the HIPAA law. It actually does not, as my understanding is, it does not give anything new. It just gives money so that the healthcare providers can better able to instruct family members about what they can and cannot get as far as around HIPAA laws. So those are some very important legislations that's coming up that applies to, and also under the Murphy bill, actually third parties could solicit that people, solicit information about people's medical status. That could be your employer, could be a police officer. So this is very important legislation for people to pay attention to. And as I said, another major provision of that bill is to do away with FAMHSA altogether. I've heard that there's that some people say there's little chance. Others say it's very dangerous. For me, the fact that some of the technical centers may not be around. I mean, they get such a small amount of money. And for those that don't know that, they're technical centers that give technical information to organizations and individuals. Each one of the technical centers is divided up, and they have actually states that they work with. Although in my experience, I found that if you have to, each one of them have their own expertise, that if you do need some expertise that one of them has over the other, that it is not an issue to find, to get this information. The STAR Center, which is a supporter center, is a center that deals basically with many issues around the ethnic populations. And I found they and the Clearinghouse, there hasn't been an issue. PeerLinks does a lot more stuff with employment. And there is a trauma center as well. Again, if you wish to call in, make comment, or bring up some issue of the day, the call-in number is 267-521-0167. Again, our call-in number is 267-521-0167, and we will be on the air at least for the next 15 minutes. Part of the current events for this week has been, unfortunately, and my heart goes out to those people in Chattanooga that lost their six, their family members who lost the six servicemen. A U.S. naturalized citizen went into a recruiting area and initially killed five military personnel, and then later a sixth one died. It's very interesting that through many of these domestic terrorist acts that we've had happen over the last few weeks, that actually we haven't heard very much from people who are gun control advocates. We haven't heard very much from Murphy, and I'm referring to the Charleston massacre where a young avowed white supremacist went into a black church, worshiped with the people for 1 hour, and then he actually got up and shot the people and saying that this is what he wanted to do. Again, the call-in number is 267-521-0167. That if you will press 1 or star 1 on your phone, that will let me know that you want to be in or either in. I will open the lines up so that anyone that wants to come in, I have the line open now, that you can come on. There is no guest tonight. This is totally a call-in show for you to call in. I've just outlined a few of the issues, current event issues for the day. Murphy Skill is still on the line. There's been a threat to decrease the number of peer technical centers. We don't know who will be renewed or who will not be renewed. There has been very much silence on the two massacres that have happened in the last 2 weeks. I don't hear anything from Murphy or Tory about Mr. Ruth and Charleston having a mental illness or the gentleman in Chattanooga, although there has been some indication that he may have been undergoing antidepressant therapy. And many of us here know what antidepressants do. They can make you feel suicidal. Again, I'm going to pause for about 15 seconds. We do have an open line. Again, if you wish to speak up or call in, the lines will be open for the next 14 minutes. Phone number is 267-521-0167. Or if you do not wish to have your voice heard, we do. You can personal message me on my Facebook page at Yvonne Z. Smith or tweet me at YZ Smith. On Yahoo. I actually think the, in my opinion, the stance of saying that it could choose to fund tactical centers, but they choose not to do three, that's not really in keeping with what I've heard from SAMHSA in the past, because most of the technical centers do very good work, and they actually could possibly need more technical centers to help. So from my point of view, I view this as some kind of threat to hush up any kind of dissent. There has been some change in some of the general staff at SAMHSA over the last year. I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not, but it's a very curious turn of events when I think the peer community is the only community that really is, feels that the Murphy bill is a threat. They're misguided family members who really don't understand, you know, I feel like they don't, they have to not understand, because I don't see how anyone would want family members to be forcibly intervened upon, but some people do. Again, our phone number is 267-521-0167. We'll be on the air for at least another 10 minutes. If you wish to come on the air, we do have open lines now, so if anyone wants to come on, the lines are open. The only way I would be cutting anyone off is if you have so much background noise. I see area code 330 and area code 703. If you want to come in, you can. As I said, we will we'll try this open this opening, and we will be on for at least another 8 minutes and then if we have no one wishing to call in, I will end the show. Next Sunday, Joseph Rogers is promised to be on. And maybe, hopefully, by that time, we'll have some more information about the clearinghouse and the other technical centers, whether they will be funded or not, or at least a little bit more clarification about what SAMHSA is saying to them. But as I said before, I view this as a form of intimidation, and I would urge people to call the congressperson who is their congressperson, and not only their congressperson, but to call all the congresspeople in their state delegation and to tell them that why the Murphy bill is bad news. To actually not just call, but go into your local congressional office. Everybody can't take a trip to Washington, D.C., but every congressperson usually has some office that they can go into where they have a constituent service person or whatever. I understand from the Sunday morning news show that there is an investigation of the shooting in Chattanooga. And it's very curious, when one of the TV commentators had commented to an ex-general and a senator about, well, do we want to have military people armed walking among us in the public, the answers from both were no. That was on This Week. I think that things might be turning around because just as you wouldn't want to have a person in a recruiting office to have a gun, why would you want to have such onerous laws in which you'd be able to just pick up anybody who happened to have a mental health label or to have some experiences that might be enough to have them in a category in the DSM-5. Why would you want to have that happen? I try to compare that to saying, well, we of course want to have public safety, but do we really want to burn down the haystack just to find a needle? I hear someone laughing about that, but that's exactly how I view assisted outpatient treatment. Most states have some kind of forced treatment for hospitalization. So for those who this is new to, what they actually are saying is that person is, we want to extend beyond the period of time in which we have them locked up as an inmate in a psychiatric institution or in a prison setting. Murphy and some others are constantly saying the reason why they want to do this is because the jails are filled with lots of people. And if these people could get proper treatment, that they wouldn't have people in prison. I don't think that that's necessarily the case. Some people are just bad people. And because I have a label does not mean that I was not competent at the time. You know, I have a label. I go out and I run up a lot of charge cards, or I go and shoplift or commit some other crime. It does not necessarily follow that my label had anything to do with it. But if you wish to call in, like I said, we will be on for at least another 6 minutes, and then I will end the show. And as I said, Joe Rogers would be on next Sunday. And David Healy will be on with Lauren Kenny on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And that's the same with Joe for next Sunday at 9 p.m. And that would be 6 Pacific time, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern. So if you can mark your calendars, whether it's Outlook or whatever, and let us know, or put the calendar there so you'll know that those shows will be on. If you have some wish to have a specific theme for Sunday night shows, or you know of someone that you consider to be a hero or that has valuable information that they could impart, please PM me on Facebook or on my Twitter page, or you can send a message to Lauren. Lauren has a tip line. Lauren is the producer of the show and of all the shows on this channel. And I have gotten an okay from Raymond Bridge, who will be on sometime in the future. Just date it will be. I'm not quite certain at this time, but will be on, and I'm quite sure that Raymond Bridge works for the National Mental Health Coalition, and he himself is a hero. He has founded several organizations in Northern Virginia over the last 20 to 30 years. He's very knowledgeable about the Murphy Bill and about all legislation, and not all, but many of the much of the legislation. And I'm quite sure that he can give us some valuable insights of where he thinks the movement is going at this time. Our call-in number is 267-521-0167, and you have another 3 minutes before the show ends.
Hi, Yvonne. It's Diane.
Hey, Diane. How you doing? Well, I'm just trying this because people were saying I didn't give people a chance to, I guess, last time to call in very much. So we have this gate open, but I don't know whether you heard or not, but our friend Ray Bridge has agreed to come on. So,
that's how I learned to lobby.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah, well, he's very knowledgeable, very strategic.
Of course.
And Joe Rogers, I had just learned, I think you learned at the same time that there is, it looks like Santa's not going to fund all of the centers. So
yes.
It's going to be like musical chairs. As I said, I'm going to try this out. I love hearing my voice, not quite that much. So what do you think? Do you have any insight into why Santa will be doing this? Do you think this is pressure?
I don't know, I hate to think that there may be some kind of, backroom deal where SAMHSA agrees to focus on certain things, and in return, maybe that section's going to be taken out of the bill. I mean, I have no idea if that's the case, but I worry about that.
Yeah, everybody has been over the last few weeks, there's been sort of like a silence. And
I know.
It's been sort of like a silence. I sort of wonder if there's deals already being made because It's like the normal players that are very loud, their voices are very muted. They don't want to be associated with different stuff. That people act like they don't know what's happening.
I know.
I know.
I agree. This is a time when people who care about the Murphy bill, and I'll also include the Matsui bill, you know, if we care about these things, we should be active. And we also need to be active on the SAFE bill having to do with criminal justice, because there's many people in the whole criminal justice reform movement, which supposedly is bipartisan, who think that the answer to all of these folks who are, you know, in prison, who are nonviolent offenders or drug offenders, they think that the answer is to funnel them all into the mental health system. And, you know, who do we have, you know, in our, you know, in our camp, who's going to tell them that that's not necessarily the answer? They're not hearing that.
Yeah, I mean, that has been a march for many of the people in the family, in the family movement for a long time. I mean, I've been hearing that for 10, 15 years. The thing that bothers me is that when things like this happen, they just don't selectively select out those people who truly it would be that they really don't belong in prison. They select out people and they go to psychiatric facilities and they stay for long lengths of time. I'm thinking about the people, especially over at St. Elizabeth. I don't know about many other places besides that in Northern Virginia Mental Health. But, I mean, we have people that are 30, 40 years with skin in the game. And even politically, if someone doesn't like your politics, I mean, you could very well find yourself, I think of another young man, and he would not, in fact, use his name. His name is David Mullen. He's been at St. Elizabeth for many years. He was a nuclear protester, and he happened to, unfortunately, go into one of the news agencies here in Washington, and they thought he was, he threatened Peter Jennings, and so he ended up over there. And the kind of statements that now that political presidential people make, that if you and I made some of the comments, some of the leading people running for office, maybe we'd be locked up.
Yes, I was thinking about that today, actually, when I was watching, the news reports.
One of the presidential.
Yeah, I was watching the news reports on Donald Trump, and, you know, I was thinking that if he had some kind of an issue, a mental health issue or something at any time in his life, that they would probably, you know, say that that was the reason he was saying all these outrageous things. But
they're selectively saying who has MI or not. A person who's a avowed racist, who someone else would say that's a deep psychosis, where you host, and I don't like using their language. You just paint a whole group of people. They're not. You can make statements about African Americans. You can make statements about people that are Mexicans or whatever else, and you're not, because you have money or position or you're a politician, you're not viewed as. And I don't think people are looking at this very clearly, that your beliefs and things would be under attack. But again, I'm letting this just go a little bit longer to make sure that if we have anyone that wants to come in, they can. Our call-in number is 267-521-0167. 521.
Oh, yeah.
Diane, you have the floor.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think that the person who is sponsoring the criminal justice bill is also has also become a co-sponsor of the Murphy bill. So, you know, that's where we're going. And you know, the thing that I don't understand, and maybe if anybody's listening who's willing to call in, you know, I don't understand why we aren't being more active in doing things against the bill. Why we aren't organizing like every other group organizes, which, you know, when other groups organize, they try to get people from key states where, you know, the for instance, if you take the committee that's in the House that's dealing with the bill, you look at the key Congress people on that committee, and then you try to get people from those states to contact their congressperson. And you can't just write a letter and leave it that way. You know, you have to be calling them on the phone, going to visit them. You have to have, you know, if you want to tell your own story, you've got to have that prepared, and you have to relate your own story to the provisions of the bill. And if you want to use information to educate the congressperson, it's good if you have some sort of documentation. You know, like everybody could take a copy of Whitaker's book to their congressperson.
That's a little bit costly, but all those strategies that you talked about, you and I know that that's what people have to do. And somehow people don't talk about those strategies. I remember, and everybody doesn't go to alternatives, but I remember years ago we used to have caucuses, and that would be after they wouldn't call them caucuses. They would call caucuses now, but they would call planks. And people actually developed white papers and strategies so people could talk the same way. But for some reason now, people think that they cannot, if they're a nonprofit or whatever, that they can't do any educating of the public at all. And that's not true. But I don't know what it is. People are just have become co-opted, or they're just afraid of losing their money. I know there's a price to be paid. I know myself, being very political, and, you know, your monies might get cut off, but you yourself, if the person is head of one of those larger organizations, they don't have to do it themselves. They just should support the other people who are willing to do that. I remember, I know you do, Diane, early on when people seemed like they were organizing around the Murphy bill, it seemed like everybody wasn't really welcome. And it seemed like, I know where I am, I had reached out to some other groups and locally, and people were saying that's what they had the National Mental Health Clearinghouse for. So I think that there's a misunderstanding, and that's why I know a lot of people didn't understand that. This is why I had various people on the show to explain how things work, because it seems as though a lot of people really don't know, or like you're saying, is that we're just not organized. Again, the call-in number is 267-521-0167, and I have all lines open. There's area code 330, area code 202-802-703. The lines are now open.
Maybe those people don't know. They can talk, Yvonne. You can talk.
I mean, the lines are open. Anyone that wants to speak, they can. But many people do not. There are some people, Diane, that communicate with me. I have never heard their voice, but they send little PMs on Facebook or Twitter. You know, they will make comments. Why don't you ask the person this or whatever else? But there are, for whatever reason, some people may not want their voice to be on the show, or they may be, you know, listening. As I said again, for those, you know, next Sunday, Joseph Rogers will be on the show again. And as we understand it, the SAMHSA has decided to fund only 3 technical centers. So some technical centers will not be funded, and I hope that Joseph can tell us a little more about that. I'm only repeating what he said on Facebook, and I think it's a great tragedy because we don't have enough technical centers as it is. They get a very small amount of money. People that don't know it, those technical centers also they rotate who will be putting on the alternatives each year. So I know that that's one of the things that Mercy is very much upset about, is that, and is that upsetness comes, I think, via the person, E-Filatory, and they usually pick on some of all the probably over 100 different workshops that are alternatives. They pick on one or two, they find one or two obscure workshops that they find some problem with.
So, Yvonne, let me just clarify, if the people who call in, do they have to, like, push one or do anything to just talk?
No, not right now. I have everything open. Usually I will say press 1 or press star 1. But right now, if someone wants to talk, they can just open their mouth up. And I see different area codes, and some people, I sort of guess where they're coming from, and they may not want to speak. But what happens is some people listen in through the telephone. Other people listen in through blog radio. I can't tell when the after show is over with if there are a lot of people listening. Usually there are a small amount of people who listen by telephone that can call in. We don't have the ability for them to call in through the telephone unless they use Skype. They can use Skype to call in. It's better if they're using Skype that they have a headphone and a microphone because of the background. But right now, anyone can say anything that they wish to say, and usually I get some messages, but I haven't gotten any messages either. As I said, and over the last few weeks, it's been very quiet. Even when I tried to get information about that supposedly march, I was very surprised that there didn't seem to be much information other than the date.
Well, I would like to say something. I'd like to say something about the march you're on. And
oh, you have the floor.
Well, this is what I'm going to say, and I noticed this when I saw some of the reports about the, you know, the demonstrations that they had concerning the Confederate flag in South Carolina. They had some people who were, you know, kind of passing out or having difficulties because of the heat. And having this march in D.C. in August, with people who take psychiatric medications, is just not a good idea, because the psychiatric medications make you very susceptible to problems when there's heat and a lot of sunlight. So I really don't understand why we would be having an outdoors march in August in D.C. for people who shouldn't be outside in humidity and heat.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. You know, my thing was not necessarily that. My thing is that there's no information about the purpose of it or anything. And that,
I agree.
You know, trying to get information, because I think the reason why it's happening is because there are several different events that occur that week. So people will be in town, and the NARPA conference and the RAP conference is occurring as well. And if you're in Washington for one or the other, you might as well just stay over. And it used to be a tradition, not at those conferences, but at alternatives, that we would go and do some kind of protest somewhere. But I think that by having both of those events here, but I don't even think Congress is going to be in session.
No, Congress isn't in session. There's nobody here in August. Nobody wants to be here because the weather's so bad.
Yeah, well, only those people who don't know about the weather. I mean, today was one of the hottest days. And I'll just say this. We were up to 98. I love baseball, and I went to my Sunday baseball game. And I went a little late for the Dodgers game, but I could not stay because the heat was just so bad. So I left at about the fifth inning and came home. And, you know, I was just I'm not saying that a march is not a good idea. It's just that there's no information, you know, and other than the date. And for something to come up on such a short time, and I don't think we should do things that should be unsuccessful.
I agree with that, but, and I totally agree. I know you were having trouble with finding out more information about it, and it doesn't seem like people are very forthcoming about the whole thing, but I really do question. I mean, it would be like, I don't know, somebody who would, like, adapt or something, having a march in a place that nobody could get to in a wheelchair. I mean, it doesn't make sense to be having a march like that if you want people there, and the people who are coming, your constituency, is not supposed to be out in hot weather in the sun. To me, that makes no sense. And what I think is that the people who plan the march are not taking these medications, and they don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say, because if you do take the medications, everybody tells you, the doctors tell you, there's warnings on your medication. It's on your bottle. When you get the bottle, it says. So, I just don't get it.
Well, that's a point there, but my thing is just we need to have more information about what it's supposed to be about. And, well, maybe the other people, like I said, maybe I'm just isolated and don't know, because I called around and asked some people. But, you know, something that's going to be happening less than, that's going to be happening a month from now, you know, you should have, you know, a lot more information about it. And, you know, it's just like this committee that they had for the Murphy Bill. It seemed like that people that could help seemed like you weren't involved until the last, I should say later on, getting toward the Leah's last few months of tenure. It seemed like people were opening up a little bit, but I think that now, even on the and social media, I think that I'm just fearful that, or maybe that, like you said, maybe there's some negotiation that's happening around the Murphy Bill and all these other things behind the scenes, and that little common mortals like don't know what's happening, and the advocacy professionals do. But I think
that's
that we need to have.
That's what I think. I mean, because
you think that they're making deals behind closed doors.
Yes.
Well, we don't know. Like I said, Joe is going to be on the show next Sunday, and Raymond Bridge, who you and I both know, he will be he'll have good insights. to what's going on. But I think that I'm going to call for a three-minute cutoff. So if someone wants to say something, they should say something now. Because I just opened, we didn't have a guest tonight. I just opened this up because I got some friendly calls from last week saying to open the lines up. But the lines were open, but no one, you did. You called in, but no one did call in when Debbie Plotkin. And I'm not going to have guests. I'm not going to have people viciously attacked. We have to be talk in a respectful to each other. So I'm counting down. It's about 2 minutes. So if someone wants to say something or ask a question or suggest someone for a future show, they can. And you can email me at ysmith@yahoo.com. I like to have, it's better, this show we only announced a few hours ago. It's better if we have at least a week to advertise that we're going to have the person on. So I would like to have a bio or some background on the person, a telephone number where I can call them and at least talk about the, for 5 or 10 minutes, but about the subject of the show and how things are set up.
I just wanted to make another comment again about, you know, what's happening behind closed doors. And I think that the fact that Matsui came out with that bill that none of us really knew about in advance, I mean, I certainly didn't, but then she listed in her press release all of these groups that we have been a part of, like Babylon, like, you know, like Kurt Decker's group, like PAC. You know, all these groups are listed in the MHA of, I think, San Francisco or California or something. All these groups are listed as supporting her bill. And we didn't know anything about it.
Some of those groups I called up, like the gentleman Vega from California, I called and left a message for him. Still hasn't called me back. But
yeah.
But I don't know. We're just guessing. Sometimes what happens is somebody says, and I know you in the organizations you've been involved in Northern Virginia, and I've had this too, where people say, well, look, we're going to have that. Can we list your organization as a name? And, you know, people just say yes, and they don't get all the details about what it's about. And I actually, when I asked about it, it seemed like people were either they didn't know or either the one or two people that didn't know enough to give a date. When I asked what was it about, it seemed as though I got a very light response or like, you know, how dare you you know, ask questions about it. So, you know, I think that, I don't know this to be true, but I think a lot of times what happens is people have an event and they want to list the organization or person's name. And I'm very careful about using my name or organizations that I'm involved with. I at least want to know what this is about and what my role is going to be there. You know, very well, the march is, may be a very good idea to have in the August, in the heat, with Congress not being in session. You know, it might be a very good idea. Or they may have, there may be some other thing going on behind the scene, and they have a massive number of people. I know when they had the march on Washington, was it 50 years ago or whatever, there was a lot of nervousness around whether people would show up or not, you know. So, you know, we shall see. This is Yvonne Smith, Late Night with a Hero, and I hope you tune in next Sunday when we'll have Joseph Rogers on the show. Show will start at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern. That will be 6 p.m. Pacific time. And if you do have an idea about the show or individuals that you might want to be on the show, one or two, because oftentimes have had panels on as well, please email me at ysmith@yahoo.com Or either you can call me at 202-758-5575. I hope you all have a good Sunday evening.